Michael Lee joins us now. He's a redistricting expert and senior counsel at the Brennan Center for Justice. And Michael, thanks for joining us on WGN. How are you today?
I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
I presume you agree with the congressman. It would be better to have an independent panel determine what our congressional delegation would look like, right?
Well, independent commissions are something that have been used in a handful of states, and they seem to do a really good job at drawing maps. There are lots of other ways that you could make the process better, short of an independent commission. An independent commission really is, in a lot of ways, the gold standard. There's a lot of transparency. There's a lot of independence in the process, as the name suggests. And really, I think that sort of is one of the trends that states are moving toward, certainly something that a lot of voters want, including Illinois, where people have tried to get it on the ballot a couple of times, but it's failed to make it for legal technical reasons.
Yeah, well, they only allow so many things on the ballot in Illinois, for one thing, and the party in power usually loads it up with stuff that blocks meaningful, I think, ideas from actually getting to the voters. At least that's my read on that. But so would you tell us about Illinois? How do we compare to other states then?
Well, in Illinois, like in 28 other states, the legislature draws both legislative and congressional plans, and it passes as ordinary legislation, which means that it's subject to gubernatorial veto. But, as in much of the country, state government is controlled by one party, and Illinois happens to be Democrats, and places like Texas and Georgia, it's Republicans. And we know from a lot of experience that when one party controls the redistricting process, whether it's Democrats or Republicans, that's really almost a guarantee for abuse. It's very hard for people to not prioritize their party's interest above all else, or their own interest when it comes to drawing their own district above all else. And so that really is something that, it's just abuse prone, and it's sort of the worst system. So if independent commissions are the best, like legislatures drawing maps are really the worst, especially when one party controls the process.
And how are you to determine, say the congressional delegation does reflect the political views of the citizenry, how do you know? Like if we've got 17 delegates, should we be 9-8 or 15-2? How do you determine what fair or representative is?
Well, there are a lot of metrics that political scientists have come up, to measure that and to tell you sort of if you're an outlier. And those tools are getting increasingly powerful nowadays. You can draw like hundreds of thousands of sample maps and have the computer apply the criteria that you're trying to apply and see how the maps do. So it really is, you're able to sort of figure something out. It's not quite a back of the envelope thing yet, because sometimes the state's political geography does influence like how many Democratic districts or how many Republican districts you can get. So for example, in Illinois, a lot of the Democrats are in Chicago. So the districts there are very, very Democratic, whereas, in other parts of the state, you don't have that sort of, over concentration. And so, it can be hard to sort of get an exactly even map, even if the state is 50-50. But these metrics can tell you if you're in the range.
Well, what do we were, how many, shoot, I just forgot now, because we lost in the census a representative. How many delegates will we have in Illinois to the Congress?
So Illinois now has 17 congressional
17,
seats.
18 that's what I thought.
Before, yeah, well, 17, yeah. So,
and I guess we'll find out in the next election how the 17 are going to break out. But what were we, 14-3 or something like that, or 15 and?
Yeah, I think that's about right. I mean, I'm trying to recall what the Illinois delegation was. It may have been a little bit more than that.
Yeah,
14-4. Yeah,
14
and
4.
And so and they're still in the process of drawing maps in Illinois, and we don't know how aggressive Democrats are going to be and try to gerrymander. There are signs that they are trying to gerrymander because, Republicans control the pen in many more states, so Republicans will control the drawing of 187 congressional districts around the country. Democrats only control the drawing of 75. So, and Illinois is one of the big states, along with New York, where Democrats control the pen. And so there's a lot of pressure on Democrats in Illinois to gerrymander the congressional map to help try to keep the House, the U.S. House, Democratic. And so there may be some really aggressive targeting of Republican voters in Illinois.
Well, what do you think about that? You should be cognizant of how other states are playing it, because however much you want your state's congressional delegation to reflect the people in the state, you want the U.S. Congress to represent the people in the country. And since other Republican states are doing the very same thing there, maybe Illinois should be jiggering it so that we have a heavy Democrat representation here, even if it's not fully representative.
Well, you do sometimes hear that argument from people, you know, but, you know, about unilateral disarmament and how you shouldn't, like, give up your ability to gerrymander unless everybody gives it up. You know, the good news is that there is a bill in Congress that would, the Freedom to Vote Act, that would create a nationwide ban on partisan gerrymandering, so it would apply to all states, and so everybody would be on equal footing. But, you know, until that passes, and it's stuck right now in the Senate because of the filibuster, but until that passes, you know, I do think, like, you know, there's going to be, you know, regardless of whether you think it's right or not, I think it's going to be hard for people to put down their swords unilaterally, just because, you know, so much is on the line.
Oh, sure. Well, it's not only going to be difficult, it's going to be dumb. I mean, if you take that larger view, that if you want the Congress to represent, you're going to skew it the other way if you don't load your side up state by state. You know, and then maybe in the end, it all kind of balances out. But if Illinois plays fair and Virginia doesn't, then we give the Congress to the Republicans, say the Democrats.
Yeah, I mean, that certainly, I think, what you're seeing play out in states like Illinois, and New York hasn't begun drawing its congressional map, but I think people expect that New York, Democrats in New York also will be very aggressive when it comes time to draw the map, you know, and eliminate a number of Republican seats just because Republicans are doing that to Democrats in states like Georgia and Florida and North Carolina. And so, you know, there's an escalating redistricting war that's going on.
Yeah. So you mentioned that, okay, so the politicians in power in Illinois could agree that we'll be fairer about it. But that's asking the politicians in power to cede power, and they never want to do that. Then you said you could have an independent commission, and that's the gold standard. What's in between? Have you got something that we could agree on here?
Well, you know, they're redistricting reform is not one size fits all, and so there are different things that you could do. You could, for example, create a not fully independent commission, but a commission that, you know, is bipartisan, that requires bipartisan support to approve a map. And so the parties would either have to compromise or a court would end up drawing the map. You could also create a system where you leave map drawing in the hands of the legislature, but you require a supermajority to pass a map, including a certain level of support from the minority party. So, you know, 30% of the minority party or whatever. But really the key is breaking up the single party monopoly. If you do that, then you end up with fairer maps, right? And you know, it's only when one party controls that has the ability to make all the decisions that you end up with these wildly skewed maps. Now, these bipartisan processes that I've talked about, you know, they don't produce the best maps. Independent commissions produce the best maps. But, you know, if you think about it as a score, you know, Illinois right now and Texas right now have like F processes, right? And, you know, having a more bipartisan process, you end up being like a C plus, a B minus student, right? And an independent commission would be like being an A student, right? Ideally, you want to be an A student, but if you're the parent of an F student and they get to like a B minus, you know, you're pretty happy, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
That's a lot better.
But wait a minute. You said, all right, on a score of A to F, Illinois and Texas get an F for their congressional maps?
Well, right now, because the process is able to be hijacked by a single
I understand
party,
that. Right? No, I'm just wondering where we are. We get an F in Illinois?
For process, the current map is not terrible, right? I mean, it's you know, but it could get a lot worse in the, so, you know, the maps that Democrats have released kind of look like F maps, right? So there, you would, I'm grading both the process and the map separately, you know, and so, you know, the maps that Democrats have released, you know, really target Republicans, right? And so those sort of look more like an F map, right? Texas recently passed a map, which I think, you know, most people would say is an F map, right? You know, Democrats win about half the vote in Texas right now, and they get about 36% of the seats.
All right. I'm out of time today, Michael, but maybe as this map gets redrawn, we'll reach back out to you and see if we're doing a better job, but I'm not real hopeful. Michael Lee is an expert on this at the Brennan Center. Michael, really interesting. Thanks for giving us some of your time today.